Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Zach Mir with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk, sponsored by the UK Investor Show for Wednesday, the 11th of March. Not too many heroes today, but one of the heroes, I suppose, is Balfour Beatty. This is said in the wake of this two-day bear trap gap reversal that we've had, back above the 200-day moving average as well, 237 pence. And while we hold above that, looking for a top of broadening triangle target as high as £3.10. It'd be nice to see an end-of-day close back above the 50-day moving average today at 261, just to prove the stock's credentials. Next up is a stock which I haven't looked at here for quite a while, if at all, actually, in the recent past, Character Group. I like this falling wedge that we've got here that's been in place, I suppose, since the middle of January, getting tighter and tighter, which normally means there'll be a log jam breakout. Hopefully to the upside, you can see the green, a nice green candle today, bouncing off that November support line. Also, plenty of bullish divergence in place, lower price lower prices since I suppose the January fall, but higher RSI readings now since the middle of last month. Need to see the 270 pence level broken to confirm that this is a falling wedge breakout, but there might be some people who are so impressed by the bullish divergence that they consider the stock a long already. Stock which I've looked at yesterday, just worth following up, or just a couple of days ago anyway, following up again, Ektek. Here you can see that still in this rising trend channel from back in August, floor of the channel currently running level with the 50-day moving average at 0.19 pence, and at least while we're above that, looking for 0.4 as a target. Any dips towards the 200-day line currently regarded as a buying opportunity, which we've had over the course of this week so far. Obviously, the easiest thing to do here would be to wait for a break of 0.28 on an end-of-day close before assuming that 0.4 is finally on its way. Another new stock for the recent past is Europa Oil and Gas. Here we've got a falling wedge and a strong candle hitting the top of the wedge at the moment, 1.35 pence. End of day close above that line from January should be enough to allow the stock to push up and try and fill the gap between 2 and 2.5 pence left in January. At this stage, early really back below today's intraday low, around 1.15 pence or below, would really question the break higher being on its way. Osirium is a stock which did very well yesterday after the coverage that, well, even before the coverage that the shares had. Still looking for as high as 50 pence on this situation, and that target valid while we hold above the 50-day moving average, 23.73. Shares a bit on the overbought side, but nothing too dangerous at this stage yet, and plenty of scope, one would have thought, with an end-of-day close above the February intraday high at 30.5 pence to hit that 50 pence target over the next few weeks. Best stock of the day by a mile is Tiziana Life Sciences. I looked at this over the course of the summer. The stock never really managed to play ball, not surprisingly, given the way that we eventually had a push to the downside and new lows. But positive news regarding a potential coronavirus treatment has set the stock alight and perhaps moved some people over from Novacyt into this situation. Current situation is that obviously we've spiked up and we nearly hit that resistance line projection from October earlier in the session. The situation now is really trying to see how much of a retracement there'll be. The obvious area for any retracement would be down towards 80 to 90 pence, and that may still happen ahead of a potential retest of the best levels of the day to the day so far at £1.72. That's it for me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.